As expected from a weakling knight. Shut your mouth, you undead freak!
Oh, I'm the freak. Let's see. I'm not the one who pushed away my own loving husband because I was so consumed with the desire to go on a vengeful blood hunt. Now, knight, watch. Watch as someone takes everything you love for themselves. Oh!
Baby, please, hang in there. I swore I'd get you out, and I meant it.
Very touching. But now, your mage is mine. The ritual is complete.
Mage? Baby, please say something.
Yes, darling. Say something. Who is your new mistress? That's right.
What? No!
Yes! Finally!
Don't you see now, Audrey? It was pointless for you to come here. You should have just left the mage. And been done with it. Maybe you'd be strong enough to defeat us then.
No.
Come here, darling. Let me embrace you. Yes. That's good. I'm glad you now realize who truly loves you. Now, what to do with you?
Oh, how about we control her too? I could use an assistant while I rebuild everything I lost. A durable one, preferably.
Perhaps. You have served your purpose dutifully, Myrtle. So as a thank you gift, that's exactly what I'll do.
You hear that, Audrey? You're gonna help me rebuild everything I lost.
Well then. Myrtle, if you could help me prepare another ritual, it would certainly speed things along.
Of course. It's the least I could do after everything you've done for me now.
Darling, please take the prisoner to where I chained you up earlier.
Are you sure it's a good idea, leaving the mage alone with her?
It won't matter. The mage knows who the true master is.
Baby? Partner, if you're in there, somewhere, please give me a sign. Let me know you can hear me. Please. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. All of this would never have happened if I was just honest with you from the beginning. If I just listened to you and dropped this stupid vendetta. And worse yet, I selfishly left you. I didn't even give a second thought to the future we could have had until it was too late. I'm not a knight or a decent wife. I'm worthless. I'm so totally worthless. I couldn't even save you when you needed me the most. I don't know if you can hear me. And I know I don't deserve your forgiveness. I was stupid and reckless. If we had never met, you wouldn't be suffering like this. If we had never met, you wouldn't have such a useless partner. You're crying. You can hear me.
Darling, come here and assist your mistress.
Baby, please. I know you can hear me. You have to fight it. You need to resist in every breath. No matter what. I love you.
Ah, there you are, darling. I'm just about finished. Fixing the ritual circle for your dear ex-wife. Please, could you hand me the scroll over on that table? Yes, yes, that one. Now, bring it to me. Darling, did you not hear me? I said, bring the scroll to me. Huh? Your arms are shaking, and you're moving so slowly. Why is this happening? Did I botch the ritual somehow?
Mistress, are we ready yet? Shall I go get the woman?
What? Oh, yes, please.
please get the woman, Myrtle. Strange. I'll need to do another ritual on you later. Just to be sure. What's that? Tears? Mind control victims shouldn't be able to display emotion. What on earth is this? That damnable knight! When I'm finished with her, I'm going to keep you as far away from each other as possible. Now throw her in the middle of that circle. Darling, come here. Look at this night. Look at how your darling listens to my command. Let me show you something else. Look at this knight. Look at how Mage lovingly kisses me.
It's wrong.
What's so wrong?
The way you kiss. It's wrong. There's no love in it at all. There's only control.
Whatever you mean, I don't really care to listen. Soon enough, I won't ever need to listen to or deal with you ever again.
Looks like this is it, huh, partner? I still remember the day we met. You were so unimpressive, so naive, and such a reclusive little dork. But maybe that's why I honestly liked you. To see you come out of your shell so much. And even ask for my hand in marriage. I was so proud and so happy. Even if now I realize I don't deserve it. I don't deserve you. No matter what happens, I love you. And I will love only you, my sweet mage.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're a mage, right?
I'll be taking the full amount, if that's okay with you.
It isn't.
Yes. The one you call Audrey is likely enslaved in the underground fighting pits in the city.
Thank you. for coming for me. I'm truly indebted to you. I'm thankful to have you as my partner. I, Audrey Silverwind, will gladly marry you.
You don't need her. You don't need anyone else. You just need me. Only me. Obey me. Obey me. You will obey me. Obey me. Obey me. Obey me. Obey me.
Obey.
Obey.
I think I love you.
I can scarcely believe it. 2 years of questing, and we finally have this beautiful home together. A big one, too. I mean, it's nowhere near as big as my family's manor. But I'm not gonna complain. The fact that we earned this together makes living here far more meaningful. Still, though, I can't help but feel like we have a lot of unfinished business left. I mean, like, Myrtle. Back when they raided that underground, they never found her. And they may have stronger security around the Necromancer now, but I don't know. They said they had strong security around her the first time she escaped. Yeah, you're right. We are a hell of a lot stronger than we were 2 years ago. And if they do come for us again, this time, we'll destroy them. As well as any other trouble that might come our way. Together, right?
Ah! Just a few more seconds. Huh? Oh! Damnable mage!
What on earth? Baby? Is that you? I'm so glad you're okay. I really do know how to pick him. My fault.
I pushed you away and never asked for what you thought. But most of all, above all that, I forgot what being partners with you even meant. I truly am a worthless partner. It's okay. How is any of what happened okay? I don't even deserve to look at you after what I put you through. We have the rest of our lives to make up for it. Oh. Even after all this, you still truly intend to call me your wife. Very well then, baby. From here on, I, Audrey Silverwind, vow to serve you as a warrior, as a wife, and as someone eternally indebted to you. I'll never leave you alone again. Never.
How sweet. I hope you don't mind if I break up this loving reunion, but I want my mage back.
You! I'll make you. Huh? Baby?
What? Nothing to say, darling. Do you really believe that you... How did... I'll never threaten your family again.
That was deeply satisfying. Well, now that those two have been taken care of, let's go home